Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues. Let me remind you, the Bible, the Word of God, is our source book for days and times in which we're living in. It is the Word of God that is the truth. Jesus said to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then Jesus said in John 14, 6, "I am truth." And further he broadens it. He says, "Thy word is truth." Ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the Word of God. We can depend on the Word of God. We can lean on God's Word and understand that God's Word is the truth book, as I have so often called it. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about how should we live. When we recognize what America's like, what's taking place in America, what's happening with the election, what's taking place with the declension morally and ethically and biblically and spiritually in our nation, where the foundations are being eviscerated, totally destroyed, how should we live? What should we do? As Christians, as conservatives, how should we respond? How should we live? That's what we'll talk about today. And I pray that you'll join in the dialogue and discussion as we do so. We talk about truth that is antithetical to what is found in society today, generally speaking. In fact, it was the secularist George Orwell that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we find that becoming more and more prevalent in our society today. You can listen to some of these blue state governors and mayors that want to be dictators, that are tyrannically trying to rule their cities and states, even though it's destroying business and people and taking lives by the thousands across America as a result of depression and hopelessness and helplessness. But ladies and gentlemen, we can depend on the Word of God. It's the truth book. It was John Huss, the 15th century theologian and church reformer, that made the statement, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death." And I pray that is your modus operandi. I pray that is the way you're going to live your life and do so based on the Word of God. As the truth book, ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, carries the full line of homeowner brand equipment as Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness backup equipment with the Honda generators. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, that can answer all of your questions about landscape lawn care equipment for the professional as well as for the homeowner. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. I've had those say, "Well, where is that located?" That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. Find the gigantic flagpole, 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory flying 24/7. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in an unusual era. Perhaps that's something that you say you don't need to mention. We already know that. We're living in an unusual day and age in America today. Today, we live in a completely different world than what we had 1 year ago even. Hear me. Listen carefully. Our world has had a tectonic shift, a major dramatic shift. America has seen a dramatic shift. Ladies and gentlemen, prior to COVID-19, the plandemic, as I call it, before COVID-19, America was already on the fast track for apostasy. America was already in a major state of declension. America was already in a position where there was a great falling away from the church and away from the Word of God, away from anything that's moral and ethical and spiritual. America had become a divided nation, two nations in one, two Americas, because, ladies and gentlemen, we have two very different views. One is a biblical worldview, a secular view, and the other is the secularist view is in opposition to the biblical worldview. We take a biblical worldview. I say it's a central biblicist worldview. What is a central biblicist worldview? That's where we believe what God's Word says. We believe from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22 that God said it. That settles it. God has a plan for this whole world. And then there's the secularist worldview. And that secularist worldview, that is simply a societal worldview. That is a lost worldview. That is a worldview that sees man as being in charge. It's a view that says man can control the destiny of man, that man can control society, that man has all the answers. In fact, we've gotten to the position, ladies and gentlemen, in America because of academia and because scientific breakthroughs with medicine, etc. Somehow man feels that we don't need God. A long time ago, man basically jettisoned God from society, banned God from the classroom, banned God from a worldview. In fact, the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic Party will not even allow God to be in their Democratic Convention, not even mention it of God. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, the difference between a spiritual worldview and a secular worldview is the belief in the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's called the Bible. Back less than 100 years ago, and perhaps you recall it yourself, in Sunday school, boys and girls would sing the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me, the B-I-B-L-E, the Bible. And that's what we ought to stand on, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, lest I forget it, the telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We'll be talking about the question, how should we live? We'll be analyzing where we are today in society, what we're looking at today morally, ethically, and biblically. We'll be looking at, ladies and gentlemen, this election and what it bodes for if Joe Biden goes into office and takes control of the governmental reins in America. And then we will look at how should we respond? What should we do? And the answer to that, ladies and gentlemen, is seek God, turn from our wicked ways, pray, humble ourselves, and ask Him to heal our land. And that's exactly what we'll be talking about today. So I want you to join in the dialogue and discussion. What do you see as the future for America? What do you see as the end result of this election? Do you believe that Joe Biden is the legally elected president? I was surprised today, ladies and gentlemen, to read several articles. In fact, one of the articles said that 52% of the Democrats believed that the election was stolen for Biden. 52%. And that's, I believe, a low number. I believe the overwhelming majority of them realize that the election was stolen for Biden, but yet 52% have admitted it based on research and the reports on that subject. But ladies and gentlemen, regardless of the unholy, ungodly, unbiblical attacks on our nation, regardless of the attacks on conservatives and Christians, we must not surrender our values. We can't surrender the moral, ethical values. We can't surrender our faith's foundation. We can't surrender, ladies and gentlemen, our great nation that's been built on the Word of God. It's been built on biblical principles. And we simply cannot turn our backs on that, toss in the towel, wave the white flag and surrender, and walk away from it and say, que sera, 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 whatever the term is, saying simply, whatever will be, will be. That's simply not the case, ladies and gentlemen. When we understand what's happened, when we know what's taken place, God gives us the wisdom, the insight, and the fortitude to do something about it. And that's what I'm challenging us to do and to see today. In fact, the Apostle Paul said in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13, it's a wonderful text, ladies and gentlemen, beginning with verse 10 and following. It recognizes and speaks to the fact that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers of wickedness in high places. Talking about demonic influence, ladies and gentlemen. But the Apostle Paul, in that unit of thought, was talking about putting on the whole armor of God. And after putting on the whole armor of God, he says, having done all to stand. And having done all to stand. That's Ephesians 6, verse 13, the latter portion of the verse. Literally, ladies and gentlemen, it means gear up, get ready, put on the battle array, armament. Don't give up. Don't run. Don't turn. Don't be fearful. But face the enemy and let God give us the victory. And that's the position that I'm taking today. I'm taking the position, ladies and gentlemen, we have done all we can do. We have geared up. We have armored up. We should have on the whole armor of God every day in our lives as Christians anyway. And if we do, if we have, as a saved person, we need to dig in our heels, and we're not going to turn. We're not going to run. We're not going to be fearful. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, God's not given us a spirit of fear. We ought not to be fearful. We ought not to be wringing our hands and running around with our hair on fire in hysteria. We need to face the issues and take a stand that would honor God. Part of that stand, ladies and gentlemen, is realizing that God is still on the throne, that God's still sovereign, and God's going to have his way, whether man likes it or believes it or not. But we need not be fearful. And having done all, stand. But ladies and gentlemen, if we don't stand, what are we going to do if we're losing the very foundations? Psalms chapter 11, verse 3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? It is very evident, ladies and gentlemen, that we're living in a society today where there seems to be the fact and the feeling that sin is okay. Proverbs 14:34 says, righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach, a dishonor, a shame, an insult to any people. And we need to realize, as the Lord Jesus himself said in Matthew 12:25 and following, that a house divided cannot stand. A nation divided cannot stand. In fact, in verse 26, and if Satan cast out Satan by and he is divided against himself, how shall then his kingdom stand? Verse 25, he just said, and Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. We need to realize, as two nations under one umbrella, we have two Americas. One is the America that stands on and has a biblical worldview. And the other is the one that has a secularistic, humanistic worldview. And that's causing the division. And the division is getting wider and wider and wider each year. And we've seen a major schism as a result of this election in the attempt to steal this election, ladies and gentlemen. It's the perfect storm, as one writer put it, in relationship to where we're going and what is taking place. Yes, as another writer stated it, and let me quote, the 2020 election is one of the most lawless in U.S. history, end quote. One of the most lawless in U.S. history. That's the article that I'm looking at. Let me just read you a paragraph. A former state attorney general whose group is involved in the election-related litigation in battleground states says he believes the 2020 election was absolutely lawless. Quote, I think that this was one of the most lawless elections in U.S. history. The lawlessness has made it difficult for people to have faith in the election results, he said. He is a former Republican Kansas Attorney General, serves as director of the Thomas More Society, as initiative that works to preserve civil liberties. Further, the article says, it's real clear. If people step back and look, this was a lawless election, and it was lawless in the same framework and design in all these key swing states, particularly in the urban areas that are controlled by blue elected officials, that is, socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist, Democrats, to give clarity, ladies and gentlemen. He says the evidence is extremely clear. And so as we see this and the further schism in America and the greater divide, do we turn our backs on it? Do we simply say, oh, well, we can do nothing? There are a lot of people today, ladies and gentlemen, that I've talked with that says, I recognize now my vote doesn't count. It's useless to vote. We need to just stop worrying about it and let it just go to the dogs. But, ladies and gentlemen, we can't do that. We must take a stand. In fact, the reality of it is 28 to 30 states, some writers say it's 28 states and some say 30, use the Dominion election equipment, which we know was designed. There's no question. You can argue about it until Jesus comes. You can deny it, and you'll never persuade me. But the Dominion election system, designed and developed by our intelligence agencies in America for the purpose of overthrowing governments on foreign soil, it was used in Maduro's election. It's same type software used in Russia with Putin's election, where he gets 99.9% of the vote. That is just simply mathematically impossible. But ladies and gentlemen, that's the same type of software under the Dominion election equipment system that was used in America. And it's my prayer, because right now in the state of Georgia, for example, whether you understand it, I've read about it or not, there's 250 lawsuits right now that's being bounded about in just in the state of Georgia, simply because of the theft, attempted theft of this election. And ladies and gentlemen, lest it be worked out in the courts, and may I say this as I make other points along the way, if President Trump can get these cases merged and brought to the Supreme Court, President Trump will be sworn in January the 20th of 2021. If these cases cannot be merged and brought to the Supreme Court, Joe Biden will be sworn in January the 20th of 2021. It's that simple. It is simply an attempt to steal the election. As Ken Timmerman wrote in his book, The Election Heist, it's exactly what we see, the election heist, the theft of an election. And that has taken place. And the Dominion software and hardware equipment, and they're still trying to trace down the domicile of that. It's so well hidden with layer after layer of limited liability organizations and corporate structures. By the way, one of the major corporate structures for that was, believe it or not, out of Delaware, Joe Biden's claim to fame. But it's designed to steal an election, and it's the Socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party that's done that. And ladies and gentlemen, unless God intervenes, Joe Biden will be president. And I want to just ask a simple question, then I want to look at a litany of things as to what America will be like if Joe Biden becomes president. I don't know if you've thought through it. I don't know if you've analyzed and weighed the difference between a Trump administration, which is for the people, for we the people, a Biden administration, which is for a global one world order, releasing and turning everything over to, as they claimed against Trump, Russia. And China is the whole focus and goal of a Biden administration. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. The telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Be pondering what questions you have or dialogue and discussion you would like to jump into this discussion today. Because the bottom line is we're going to invite you, latter part of the program, we're going to invite you to call in and pray for our nation, pray for our election process, pray for our president, pray for the victory that only God can provide, pray for God's intervention. That's where we're going with this broadcast today. I want to lay the foundation for us to understand the grave scenario and the great need for us to pray for President Trump. But unless God intervenes, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden will be the president. What will a Biden administration look like? Number one, our moral compass will be destroyed. The LGBTQ agenda will absolutely prevail. That is the LGBTQ, the sodomite agenda will prevail. In fact, Joe Biden has said that he's going to make what was called the Equality Act, House Bill 5, passed by Nancy Pelosi in the House with 240 votes February of 2019. It stalled in the Senate with 47 supporters now in the Senate. And Joe Biden has said that he will enact that by executive order and then wait for the House and the Senate to catch up with passing the legislation. Now, perhaps you say, what is that about? What will that do? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it will destroy the morals and ethics and the values in America. It will destroy Christians, Christian churches, Christian organizations. It will force every Christian church, every Christian organization, every Christian college and university to be in a position that you cannot say anything, cannot print anything, cannot publish anything, cannot distribute anything that will be antithetical to the demoral lifestyle and living and the further demoralization of America via that process of the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. In fact, it will also, ladies and gentlemen, escalate abortion, if you think that's possible. Escalate abortion to the point where it will be a requirement in every organization, including Christian organizations, to have included in your health care program for that organization the payment for unlimited murder by way of abortion. In fact, Dr. James Dobson said the Biden regime would bring moral depravity to America. Dateline November the 17th, 2020. Dr. James Dobson previously described that Joe Biden's declared support for the transgender surgery for children as lunacy. He said, I won't speculate on the voting controversy, he wrote in his newsletter. If, however, American citizens have handed over the reins of power to the Biden-Harris ticket, it is important that we examine the platform on which they ran. Elections have consequences, as we already know. He began with the sanctity of life issue, noting that Biden has told us emphatically that he will bring an open season on unborn children, end quote. This is coming from Dr. James Dobson. Dobson cited the report of Biden's abortion agenda, and he gave about 5 points very clearly. Let me read those. He says of Biden, he will force Americans to fund abortion during his first week in office. Two, he will implement abortion on demand nationwide without any limits. Three, he will force Americans to fund Planned Parenthood, the biggest abortion provider. Four, he will force Christians, such as the Little Children, Little Sisters of the Poor, to fund abortion in their health care insurance plans. Five, he will stack the courts with pro-abortion judges who would keep abortion legal for decades to come, end quote. Then Dr. Dobson says this. He says, that should break the hearts of every lover of God's children, Dobson wrote. We as American citizens will be complicit in the death of millions. How can Joe Biden say he wants to be the president of all American people? What does he have to say to the half of us who vigorously oppose abortion on demand, paid for by taxpayers through 9 months of pregnancy and perhaps beyond, in America and by inference in nations around the world? Further, he says, there's more. Listen, this is the analysis of a potential Biden administration by Dr. James Dobson. Dr. Dobson has stood at the gates, if you will, of the moral and ethical values in America for many, many, many decades now. He says further, Biden's regime will also usher in other forms of moral depravity. For example, he recently suggested that kids as young as 8 to 10 years old should be able to undergo irreversible transsexual transformation. That's what the man said. Kamala Harris, who would be our next vice president, said she wants this country to legalize all prostitution. What other moral outrage can come from this godless administration? Only God knows, he said. Then he further states, then Biden's support for open borders, which means people around the world will be invited to enter this country legally and take up permanent residence within it. From that day, from the day of their arrival in the White House, they will be entitled to unlimited free welfare, free legal services, free medical care, free education, and who knows what else free will be offered. Further, he says that they will spend trillions on the foolishness of the Green New Deal, a plan that would, in fact, bankrupt America. The institutions of the family will find, listen, this is Dobson's basic closing statement. The institution of the family will find no friends in the White House or in any part of the halls of Congress. Taxes are likely to skyrocket for middle-class parents and others. Unprecedented assault on religious liberties and churches could be stripped of constitutional protection. And it goes on to talk about the radical changes. He says, radical change is about to descend on our nation. America is about to be overrun by the most leftist regime in all of American history, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the kind of America we'll have if Joe Biden takes office. I believe we have a call on the line. Joseph, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yes, Pastor, I believe you'll agree with this. I should have stressed specific prayer, I think, yesterday, but we should be specific when we pray. And my prayer is that whistleblowers will come out of the woodwork and testify to what they know. And I pray God will put the fear of God in people to testify in order to seek reduced sentences. Every day they're getting more and more evidence to prove that the election was rigged. And regarding the attempt to steal the presidential election, Psalm 92:7 says, when the wicked spring up like grass, and when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. So, of course, that's God's business judgment. And that was my comments.
Well, brother, you're exactly right, and I believe we need to. In the latter part of this broadcast, I'll be inviting our listeners to call in. And let's go on the air and publicly pray for our nation. You're exactly right.
Amen.
In fact, several hundred thousand, not just thousands, several thousand, several hundred thousands of pieces of documented evidence is now on the forefront of this election being thwarted by theft. I call it treason. And those that are guilty of that need to be tried for treason, for the attempt to overthrow the American system. I believe that we need to pray seriously about that and ask God to intervene. And just as you said, bring light from darkness and to illuminate those that are responsible for it and to bring them forth. I believe that God needs to place, as you and I would call it, to put the fear of God in them, to be willing to recognize what they've done wrong and come forward and admit that and bring forth the evidence. I'm thankful also for those that are genius attorneys, constitutional attorneys, that are concerned about America as patriots, that they're willing to take the stand and do the battle for us on this issue. I don't know of any other time in the United States of American history that we found that placed America in a more grave circumstance and dangerous position than this election cycle. Joseph, thank you so much for your input. Thank you for listening. And I pray that you'll call back and join us in the latter half of this broadcast in praying for our president, praying for our nation, praying for victory in this election. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have a totally two different Americas, and it's based on two worldviews. One is the central biblicist worldview. The other is a secular worldview where man is the center of man. Man thinks somehow, some way, that it can be handled by man, and we do not need God. I have news for those that think that. We need God perhaps today more than ever, especially as a nation in the history of America. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. We're going to take about a one-minute break for the top of the hour news. We'll come right back after the news as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.